Disney.
Nice choice of tunes there, huh? It's been a while since we've been in the studio both together.
Yeah,
doing the show. And
what's your deal?
What's your deal?
No, what's your deal?
No, you.
No, dude, you.
By the way, it's the Computer Corner.
Hey, we're talking, that's what you are. What am I?
No, I know you are, but what am I?
Infinity. We're talking about password do's and don'ts. So, that's our theme today. We, in our travels in helping people with their computers for the last however many millenniums we've been doing this.
Decades at least.
Something.
Huh?
This is probably one area. Everyone out there that has a computer, actually, forget it, whether you have a computer or not, you have passwords. You have PIN numbers. You have all kinds of stuff out there.
And you got spam, too.
You got spam.
A little bit.
There are things that you do that you need to understand are probably not good things to do. And hopefully by the end of this show, if you get to listen to any portion of it, you're going to go home and start changing passwords, because there's some things we need to make you aware of. First of all, passwords are meant to be secure before they're supposed to be easy. I don't know how else to put that.
Right.
They're
word secure. Password is never a good password.
Well, there's a good example.
The last four digits of your social security number, and I know half of our listeners are going, oh, how did you know my password? Yeah, the last four digits of your social security number are not a good password. That's also not a good thing to make your PIN number. It's also not good to make your PIN number and every password you have also be the same number, which is your birth date, your child's birth date, or the last four digits of your social security number.
Yeah, there are all
three quarters of our audience just went, oh.
All right, here's the deal. If you use a strictly numeric password, and it's only four digits, it doesn't take a computer program long to break that password. That's a very simple calculation for computers these days.
It doesn't even take a person very long.
Right. Well, no, it might take you a little longer, but there's something called a brute force attack that can be used. You've seen these, haven't you, John?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, they're all over the place, the software that's out there.
That's two words he's got in so far.
I know.
You're going to have lots of competition on this show, buddy.
That's it for this hour. brute force attack software just says try every combination of either numbers or letters. And it can, actually, before they even do that, if you get a total password hacking program, first thing it does is it checks every word in the dictionary.
Right. Dictionary password attacks are obviously the most common, and even misspells a lot of common misspelled words, too, because, you know, that's part of the quote-unquote dictionary.
And it can go through 30,000 words in, you know, 30 seconds or something. Ridiculous.
A lot of the programs also have, like, a dictionary file that comes with it, which has preset common password names.
Right. It just goes and checks to see, is that what it is? So, if you use all letters or all numbers in your password, what is that telling you, folks listening?
You're so silly.
You're so crazy.
You should always try to mix and match upper, lowercase, numbers, right. Letters, even special characters when you're allowed to. That kind of stuff makes your password very difficult to do and break.
Today's word of the day is alphanumeric.
And don't just make your password a backwards word, because most of these common password-breaking programs can do it forwards and backwards just as fast.
Yes. The minute you introduce a number, that exponentially increases the combinations. Two numbers, again, it's exponential. So 4 to 5 to 6 characters minimum, text or alpha, and 4 numeric, you've now created a password that's really, really difficult to break. Not that it can't be broken.
So like 1, 2, 3, 4 A, B, C, D?
Not a good one.
Oh.
Yeah. But mix them up a little bit.
Oh.
Maybe take, if you don't have a password generator, like we're going to recommend you get one later on in
right,
the show,
right.
You can take a Dixie cup,
uh-huh.
Cut out all the letters
uh-huh.
of the alphabet
uh-huh.
and all the numbers,
uh-huh.
0 through 9,
uh-huh.
and just kind of mix it up and throw them up in the air and then just grab like 8 pieces, whatever they are.
Couldn't you just open Notepad and like have your dog come step on the keyboard somewhere and just see what you get?
That would be good. Be good. If you're going to use all alpha, make sure it's not a real word.
Yeah.
Not that that's really going to protect
you. Speaking of passwords.
Yeah.
You know, we have the password queen on the line right now.
Queen?
Oh, did I say queen? Because I meant princess. The password princess.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, that's just wrong. It's Louie.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning, Louie. What's on your mind today in the Password Do's and Don'ts show?
Well, something that is more important than a password and should be more secure than a password appears to be less secure than a password.
And that would be?
Social Security number.
Oh, yeah.
I have an account that I log on to online, and my Social Security number is one of the things they require. I don't like that, but, you know, I do business with them.
Yes. Is it a secured site? You're seeing the HTTPS before you put that in?
Yep.
All right.
And so on. So far, I'm so good, huh?
So far, so well. As good as you're going to be. I mean, Social Security numbers. I got news for you, pal. Your Social Security number is emblazoned across computer systems all over this country.
And why are you asking us? You're the password princess.
Yeah, well, the Social Security number is never on anything that I give anybody.
Hey, what is your Social Security number, Louie?
Private.
good answer. We're
you know,
just testing.
He didn't fall for that one.
I was just testing.
It shouldn't be on any of your medical records.
Yeah, well, you know what? You're getting into our fraud show, though. What's about passwords?
Well, when I put in the Social Security number, the autocomplete completes it.
Well, that's something you need to turn off.
Now, can you leave it on for some things and not others?
Not recommended.
Selective autocomplete.
Can you have it?
You can, but it can get complicated, and you may think you did and you didn't, and so you're better off just turning it off.
Yeah, is it part of your system?
It's part of Windows.
And how do you go to turning it off?
Well, since we're running out of time, I'd suggest that you, if you're not a subscriber, which I know you are, Louie, we're going to do that in the follow-up notes for you. Because it's not like one size fits all, so we'll come up with some resources for you guys to
how
know.
To turn off autocomplete.
Yes, because different versions of Windows, of course, have different ways of doing it. So, Louie, that's a good point. We'll bring that up in our follow-up newsletter. If you want to subscribe to the newsletter, datadoctors.com. Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, and the new guy back after this.
This is Dr. David.